like she's here in the flesh. Rosetta did a wonderful interview with Nightmares on Wax at Splore, and it was pretty last minute, I heard. There was a bit of like, they caught each other right after the closing of the final Splore ever, very poignant moment. So yeah, let's have a listen to Rosetta's chat with, I'm not freaking out, Nightmares on Wax.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's me, DJ Ease, aka Nightmares on Wax, and you're listening to 95BFM. Yeah.
Kia ora everyone, we're down at the very last ever Splore 2026. Nightmares on Wax has just done the most amazing DJ set, closing the main stage for good. It's an emotional time. We've got John Minty in the background doing a speech to the public, and I'm very lucky to be joined by the man of the hour, George Evelyn, aka Nightmares on Wax. Kia ora.
Hey, how are you doing? What a nice introduction. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so good. I'm absolutely buzzing after that set. It was so much fun. I couldn't help but think how hot you must have been in the sun the whole time.
Like I said, I'm a bit of a sun fiend, and I didn't even realise that. I was just more taken in by the moment and the actual... It's funny when you're DJing, you have to remember to look up and try taking the moment, you know, because sometimes you get lost in the mix, as it were, and stuff and that, and, you know, it was just beautiful to look up and see so many happy, smiling, dreamy faces. I didn't really know where I was going to go musically, because I did like this session before when I came 8 years ago, and it was very down tempo, very chill, and then like when I arrived today I was just like,
it's time for a party.
Where shall I go with this? Do you know what I mean? I was like, wow, it's the last set. So I just thought, yeah, we need some sunshine, soothing grooves, do you know what I'm saying? But also, like you say, a bit of a party in there as well.
Yeah, awesome. You also played last night down at the Lagoon stage, and I can't help but think when you talk about sort of remembering to look up at the crowd, Saturday night is typically the dress-up night of Splore, and there's been some crazy outfits. Does it kind of trip you out a bit when you look out to the crowd and everyone looks a bit insane?
I've seen it today. I just think, who's that character? What's their story? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a guy now, he's got the most amazing beard. I've just been like, while John was speaking then, I've just been like looking at him thinking, that's a next level beard, man. That's like, I wonder how many years, because that's not the months.
I'm intrigued, you know, playing last night and then playing today, the sort of difference in how you prepare for those two sort of settings, you know, down by the ocean, a smaller crowd, late night versus, you know, the sun pouring down for the main stage.
Yeah, I'm not going to make out there's some sort of mad science behind it, because I would be lying. For those that don't know, this trip down this part of the Southern Hemisphere are my first gigs in a year.
Wow.
I took a year off just to write and record and write music. So I kind of want a pre-season right now. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, it's been nice to come and just experiment. Do you know what I mean? And do that. And that's kind of what I've done with every gig I've done. I've just experimented, really. Do you know what I mean? Obviously using the essence and making sure the Nightmares and Wax flavour's in there and stuff. But I trust my ears, do you know what I mean? And I just went on that journey. And I think it's really important to feel in the moment when you're playing music. You know, sometimes you try stuff, it doesn't work. Sometimes you just try stuff and it works.
It feels really special as well to watch you DJ, because obviously a lot of us will know you as a producer and your sort of iconic songs and albums. But to watch you up there, it's like a lesson in your curation skills, and I feel like it shows a lot of your creative process maybe. I mean, do you feel really at home when you're DJing in terms of how that represents your sonic essence?
Yeah, well, I think it's like, because I mean, like the mind of a DJ is pretty crazy, actually. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And it's not really it's not always a pretty place to dive into, because it's pretty crazy, you know. So I think that music's always the answer in all that this stuff. So I think you have to trust what you're feeling, and it's not easy to do that. You know what I mean? Because we all can be easily affected by outside influences. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not somebody who believes in the theory of reading the room. I don't really believe in that theory. That's like me saying there's, you know, even if there was 10 people in the room, that I know what everybody's thinking. That's a bit weird.
Yeah.
So what's that going to be like with 1,000 people? What, you know what 1,000 people are thinking?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm more about like discovery, adventure. Do you know what I mean? There's a reason why this music is in my path. There's a reason why I've even got it. It's a reason why I even found it. And sometimes I don't even know what that reason is until the moment I play it.
And you can tell when you look out into the crowd, it's like intergenerational joy is taking place during your sets, which must just feel so special on stage to witness that.
It's definitely amazing. You know, I've been around a minute, so it's amazing to see the next generation being into my stuff. And that bit still blows me away, do you know what I mean? Because, like, a couple of young people came up to me yesterday with my album for me to sign, and I was like, wow, they must be 18. Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's an album I brought out 30 years ago. Do you know what I mean? It's like, wow, you know? So, yeah, music always amazes me, where it travels, where it goes, and where it's taken me, you know, and how it's even brought us together in this moment.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? It's just like, that's the power of music, you know?
Hard out. You know, you spoke before that this is your first gig in a year. You took a year off from performing, but you've been busy. You put out Echo 45, which I want to talk about. It's sort of an ode to sound system culture, right? And I think I read somewhere that the name sort of relates to how you were introduced to sound system culture as a kid a little bit.
Yeah, so I was very fortunate that in my neighbourhood I grew up around, you know, people that built sound systems.
Yeah.
One of my closest friends, his brother had a sound system called Messiah. I was not old enough to go to sound clashes, but we kind of got the behind the scenes thing. So I would go up, across from the school playground was their workshop where they built speaker boxes. So I would go after school when I was like 8-9 years old and see these things happening, not 100% understand them, but it was never within reach. So we'd hear the mixtapes and from the sound clashes and wish we could be there. So it was a really weird introduction. It's like I had all this background stuff, I could never go to a clash unless it was Carnival Day. Do you know what I mean? So it was something I really wanted, but wasn't 100% in reach. So as you follow your elders and your elders are like your superheroes, you want to build your own sound system. So I, in the neighbourhood that I lived at the time, there was a warehouse called DER, which was rental TVs, but they used to throw all the old TVs out in the back of the warehouse. And a lot of the kids would go in there and take the valves out of the TVs and throw them at the wall and listen to them explode. And I realised these TVs had speakers in.
Yeah.
So I took them out.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And I got shoe boxes, cut them out, sellotaped them up, and I had like 14 of these shoebox speakers in my bedroom and stuff and that, you know? And that was my sound system. And I called it originally, I called it, this is when I was 9, I called it Echo Hi-Fi. First, because
that's hard.
And I forgot about that name until like literally about a month ago. I was digging through some sevens and I found a seven of mine. It said Echo Hi-Fi on it, and I was like, oh shit, that was the original name.
Yeah.
But the actual name became Echo 45.
Yeah.
And that was my sound system. And then I got the opportunity to buy a speaker box, which my mum helped me do from some local school fair.
Yeah.
And that was my first sound, Echo 45. So, and the reason why I used it for the title of the album was that I realised in reflection that that speaker box changed my life.
Yeah, it also feels like there's sort of a statement there about collaboration and community being at the heart of both sound system culture, but just music and the way that it brings people together, right? There's an all-star list of collaborators on there.
Yeah, I mean, community was everything.
Yeah.
It literally is. I look back now and I'm like, wow, I was so lucky. I wanted to try and express that feeling sonically. And I call it my sonic community. Do you know what I mean? That's why we've got shout-outs from all over the place and stuff and that, because they're all people I've either shared the stage with, met on my travels, or, you know, collaborated with, you know.
Lady Six on there as well, from Aotearoa.
Just message now. Hopefully I'm going to see her tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. It feels as though you've got a lot of mates here. We had Astaire perform as well, who covered your track. You haven't seen her yet?
No, man. I was like thinking, where's she at, man?
Yeah, Maratike was performing yesterday with Christopher Trento.
Oh, shit.
You've got to catch up with your mates.
No. So, like, well, let me say I arrived into the night and I disappeared.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have kind of a connection to New Zealand as a place because of these people that you've met and collaborated with?
Definitely. I mean, I think I've said before, like, in my early years of coming here to DJ, which was mainly just on the North Islands, and I got very fortunate to hang out with a family here that we met in Ibiza, actually. So I'd only known the North Islands, and then when I got the opportunity for my friend Danny, Sweet Sounds, DJ Danny, and he hooked me up in Wellington, and we got Lady Six in, and that's where I met Mara and Astaire, and and I love it down there. That's a, all the energy's good here for me. It just, I don't know, like, you have this weird, in a beautiful way, weird. It's almost like the Southern Hemisphere's Caribbean energy to it down here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's the Pacific sort of vibe, eh?
It's just something, you know what I mean, that feels very rootical down here.
This year, obviously in April, we've got the 20-year anniversary of Inner Space Out of Sound.
Yeah.
And you've got this dub version releasing, Adrian Sherwood. I'm a huge Adrian Sherwood fan. I'm curious as to, I mean, I'm sure you guys have known each other quite a long time.
Yeah, but we never really, I mean, the great thing about connecting with Adrian, you know, there were many discussions about what to do with that album because it's like, don't fix what isn't broke kind of thing, you know what I mean? So who would have the understanding and who would come with something that still paid homage to the record and respect to the record that would shine it in a different light?
Yeah.
You know, and then, connecting with Adrian, he knew the record inside out. He already knew the record. Do you know what I mean? You know, so, and it was, we just had really simple conversations. It's weird because, like, I've been a fan of him forever.
Yeah.
And we just got on the phone and it were like, we already knew. It's like we innately already knew each other.
It's such a classic record and it's been a classic for 20 years now that it's like, yeah, it'd be hard to mess it up, eh?
Yeah. I mean, I played a couple of bits today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's, Adrian's done a stellar job, do you know what I mean? Because it's it, but it's not it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, but it's so warm and beautiful what it's done, you know? Songs are like, they're like little babies. Like, you can bring them up and you can, but once they go out into the world, they become.
That was Rosetta's chat with Nightmares on Wax Explore. Holy, I'm not freaking out, you.